Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adam Carolla is ready, man. And so on chassis.com, C-H-A-S-S-Y.com, he's got a new stand-up special called Not Taco Bell Material.
Yeah, which is based on his best-selling. He's had some great books, but it's based on the best-selling book.
Born May 27th in Philadelphia and raised in North Hollywood, California. He got his start in radio at famed Los Angeles station KROQ, which led to his decade-long co-hosting gig on the long-running syndicated show, Love Line. He went on to co-host Comedy Central's The Man Show and co-create Cranky Anchors. You've read his books, In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks, and Not Taco Bell Material, as well as hosting the podcast that bears his name. And soon you can see his new comedy special, Not Taco Bell Material, on chassis.com. Please welcome Adam Carolla.
Hey Adam, welcome back, man. How are you?
Good, man. How are you holding up?
Great. Well, it was a late night. It's not as easy as it once was. You stay a little too late watching Metallica, and it's hard to get up in the morning.
Yeah, man, I feel you, brother. It's not as easy as it used to be.
No, but man, wait, so worth it. I don't know if you're a Metallica fan. I assume you are. And I'll tell you, the show was phenomenal. Like it was so good. It almost made you like emotional.
It's great to see people that are excellent, right?
Yeah.
Like whatever the genre, whatever the form is, even if you don't like heavy metal, but you recognize that these guys are at the top of their game, or it's comedy, or it's painting, or it's movie making. Like, I love just to see people at the top of their game.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I was discussing this with somebody the other day, and it took me a minute to kind of make them understand that it doesn't matter what it is. I love to see people who are good at their job. If you're painting a car, if you're working with asphalt, if you build homes. Whatever it is, when I see somebody really great at their job, I'm always, it makes me feel good.
You know, I feel the same way. You know, I'm like a dude, and I grew up, and I work construction, and I work on cars and houses and man show and everything. And I love musicals, and I love symphonies, and I love all that stuff. And everyone's like, why do you like that? And I'm like, because it's like 60 people all working in unison. Like, everyone's at the top of their game. Like, it's so impressive. And you don't have to like it. You know, it's like you don't have to like sushi to appreciate a great sushi chef.
Sure.
Although it helps.
Yeah, I can go to a fast food restaurant, and if the service is great, or somebody's smiling, or they look like they're just killing it, and I feel the same way. I genuinely enjoy watching someone who's great and loves what they're doing.
Well, let me pass on to your listeners a little piece of advice that may dovetail with Not Taco Bell Material. The title of that's because I applied for a job at Taco Bell and they rejected me, and I worked at McDonald's, and I worked craft jobs my entire life. I mean, really menial construction, picking up garbage, digging ditches, all that kind of stuff. And I always wanted to do comedy, but I was never getting paid, and I never could figure out a way to make it work. And at some point, I've been at it for about 10 years. And I just said, look, the reality is you're a carpenter, and you drive a truck, and you get up early, and you go to work, and that's your life. You're not a comedian. You're not up late. You're not having a good time. You're not sleeping in. You are a carpenter. And you may not want to do this, but that's what you're doing right now. So why don't you just be the best carpenter you can be? Get organized. Be prompt. Be clean, be smart. And I immediately got happier doing carpentry when I sort of decided to stop fighting it and actually just be the best carpenter I could be. And then almost immediately after making that decision, got into radio and moved on. But there was something cosmic about just accepting that you're a waiter or waitress or bartender or carpenter or whatever it is for now, and you shouldn't half-ass it. You should just be the best you be, and it'll make you a lot happier.
Well, and you doing radio, you get it. If you're going to bother to get up so goddamn early, you really ought to try hard. I mean, it sucks getting up early. So if you got to do it, man, walk in there and at least just do your genuine best.
I always felt that way, and I always felt like a lot of people felt like the microphone wasn't hooked up to a million speakers. And I always thought, because there was nobody in the room, a lot of people didn't give it the kind of effort they would give if they're standing at a microphone and there was five Rose Bowls filled with people and a PA system and, you know, however many people, like how many people showed up at the Metallica concert last night?
Oh, yeah, 19,000 plus. It was the biggest attendance that center has ever seen due to it being in the rounds. I think they broke 19,492 or something.
Right. And would you dream of going out on stage and saying nothing or mailing it in? And the answer is no. Well, if you're going to talk to 19,000 plus every morning or at night, like I used to do, why mail that in just because they're invisible?
Oh, yeah, no. And that's why you do. And that there's a secret to you, Adam. Besides being funny and understanding this business and knowing what entertainment is and knowing how to pace it, you have lived a real life. And so not Taco Bell material, it's the space you come from is genuine and honest. And that's why it's a bestseller. That's why it's going to be a huge. By the way, let me tell you guys where you can find it. Chassy.com, Chassy. Chassy.com is where you find this. But that's I think that's always been the attraction the world has to you.
It's just what I was and what I did, and I never really, I didn't really underscore it. I didn't shy away from it. I was just like, I was a carpenter. I came from sort of poverty. I was a horrible student. I know what it's like to work hard. I know what it's like to be on the roof all day in the summer in the San Fernando Valley with a bunch of illegals, you know, scraping asphalt. I'm not going to embellish it, but I'm not going to lie about it one way or the other. I'm just going to tell you this is where I come from. And by the way, this is where I am now. I'm rich. I hate it when people are like, I'm not a millionaire.
I love you.
I'm okay. Like, I'm not Michael Moore where I have to pretend to be an out-of-work lesbian trucker so people love me. I'm a millionaire.
I love you.
But I'm a millionaire because I'm not because of my daddy and not because of who I know. It's because I never stopped working. So it's fine. You can own it. I owned it when I was poor. I own it now.
Yeah, and that's how because you appreciate it, man. When you've not had and you've seen that and really felt it, man, there's nothing you love more than having a full refrigerator when you didn't have one as a kid.
Yeah. I completely and utterly agree, except for now I have kids and the fridge is full. And it's full of crap they don't want to eat. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And they're like, we had Chinese food last night. I'm like, are you kidding? You eat it every night until it's gone.
That's exactly right. Listen, everybody, check it out. Not Taco Bell material. He takes it live. Takes it to the stage, man. It's on chassy.com, chassy.com. Adam, again, they keep you guys so tight. Man, anytime you want to stop by and spend more time or you come through Kansas City, I'd love to have you in the studio and spend a couple of hours just doing this.
I'd love to do it.
I really would, Adam.
Hopefully you can.
You're one of my favorites, man. I hope to see you soon.
Thanks, my brother.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.